Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome back, Red Talks. You already know what it is. Like, comment, and subscribe. If you haven't, make sure you go over to the Spotify and check out the exclusive episodes on the Spotify. Every time I tell people to go to the Spotify and you don't go to the Spotify, you're playing yourself, because on Spotify, I've got episodes that are just like 2 or 3 hours long that is just of like some crazy conversations that you probably will not see on the YouTube, and I will not cut them and put them on the YouTube. So go over to the Spotify. And today I'm joined by, he's not even a special guest anymore. He's just a resident guest. So we have resident guests now. Guests that come on the show regularly. Every year they pop up on the show. So he hasn't been on the show this year. You haven't been on the show this year. Every year you're on the show. And this is his first time here in the new studio. So introduce yourself, bro.
An applause. Yes, it's your boy Pesta John Arden Jr. I'm in the building. I'm back on Red Talk. I didn't even know he was on Spotify. See, I didn't even know.
See,
I haven't felt guilty. You know?
See.
Be truthful and say that. I didn't even.
A lot of people didn't know I'm on Spotify. I'm on Spotify. Go and check me out, Red Talks. That's what I'm on Spotify. So yeah, man, Pest. Since the last time I saw you, a quote that you made. This quote, I checked all of the pages and I added it up. 77 million, bro.
The heck?
77 million. 77 million. 77 million.
77 million.
77. All right, so basically, I went to TikTok and when you click on the sound.
Yeah.
Then I saw another video pop, so I went on that. And there was another one. So this one had 10 million. That one had 30 million. My one had, I think, like,
and that's not including
half
Instagram.
A million.
Remember, Instagram's got the next.
No, that's a whole.
It's long. And even for you to do the searching, it's
mad. I actually done a proper search, like all the people, the big accounts that, because there's big accounts that I didn't even know. Like, some people never tagged us, so I wouldn't have known. Yeah, so only when I typed in the actual quote, it actually popped up with like everything. I was like, what the hell? So I clicked on one video, and then it was like one person's video of it. So that one person's video had like 20,000 like shares and people doing videos to it. I don't think people even know who the person is who even made it.
No, I don't. But you know what? It's been a lot big in the States though.
Everywhere. I saw you doing some jolting to it. Like, I saw recently, today, I was like, what's going on? That was today.
Too much. I was even thinking, well, how can I get some bread? I was thinking, no. You know, because it wasn't, you know, things, it weren't planned. It was just saying something, like, you know, and it
resonated with millions.
But you know, it's the one of the main things is that it's like you said, it's resonated with millions, and I never forget when I had, you know, a person telling me thank you, and he was heartbroken. He broke his girl's heart. He's done wrong. Mm. You know what I mean? And I just had to let him know, bro, you're a human being, man. Like, we're not perfect. We are not, do you know what I mean? Like, no one can stay perfect. Mm. You know, look at social media, it's there. Like, you scroll down, you go on the search, you're going to see hella beautiful people, beautiful girls, cheeks, everything, brows, everything there to take your mind off. And
100%.
And, we're weak, man. That's the thing that we've accepted when we come this earth, that we've, and I think life will be a lot better. I know people make mistakes, but and it's not to say we should accept this, but to understand that we are just not all perfect. Like we have our wrongs, and focus on the good. You know what I mean? Focus on the good. You know, someone comes with wrongs and they have good. That's a part of it. That's what makes them perfect, because there's a wrong and there's a good. That's perfection. Perfection is in the eye of the beholder.
Facts.
Wrong, good. It's one. It's not just no, the good or you got the wrongs. You know what I mean? So it's about just trying to, I think us as a society, you know, everyone wants to change the world, but no one wants to change himself. You know, and it's all about just, yeah, it's just the mindset, man. Even down to even like your podcast, the way you're trying to inspire and grow, like you're focused on one part and you're trying to make men stand up, because you, on your path of your journey, you've witnessed a lot of men probably break down.
I have still.
So why? That's your journey. So someone else's journey, if they've witnessed women break down, they talk about or whatever. But you know, it's not a thing of where we're trying to you know, go against women or go against men or go against. It's not that, you know what I mean, everyone's got their I can see their weaknesses.
Everyone's got a right to like break down their points and speak. You know, as we progress as society, we actually go back a lot as well. So we would have topics like, people will be like, oh yeah, you have to accept gay people, accept trans people. All right, cool, no problem. Mm-hmm. But then when we start saying, oh, women are doing bad, oh, you are misogynist, let's take you off social media. So it's like, what are we willing to stand for and what are we willing to die for? And this is where a lot of it actually stems from. So that's why now, like, even recently I was watching a video and it was like, what makes a woman? What is a woman? And you know what? Nobody could really answer this question, because the transgender community was trying to answer it and they couldn't answer the question. And I was like, everyone answered the question. All the like men, straight men answered the question straight. He said, it's like a human adult woman. That's what a woman is. And I was just deep in it and I was like, wait a second, why are we even having a conversation what a man or what a woman is, when we know what a man and woman is? A woman is someone who can have children and have babies, and a man is someone who can't. That's what a man and woman is, if you really want to. There's no, do you see what I'm saying? So even if somebody said, I'm a man and I'm going to be a woman, you have to ask them, all right, no problem. If that's, you identify as that, because I can identify as anything. I can identify as a police officer. Doesn't mean I can arrest you. Because I can identify as one. But the fact that you can't have a child now, it shows that you binary are not a woman as much as you want to be. And I think what's dangerous about certain ideologies around this, and without people saying that I'm homophobic or transphobic, is the fact that if we start labeling people the wrong terminologies, then people are having identity crisis. Because when people say they're having body changes, what they're doing is they're mutilating their body. And mutilating your body is something that you'll never go back on. And there's a whole community of people that are out there right now that are upset that they actually transformed into something. And then they realize that they were just going through a psychological thing in their head and they want to go back, but they can't because they've mutilated themselves. Because that's what it is, it's mutilation. If I cut off my genitals, I'm mutilating myself. Wow. Regardless if I think, maybe in 4 years I say, yeah, I want to go back to being a man. I can't. You can't. It doesn't work like that. Does it make sense? And they're pushing that ideology on children. Now, recently, Uganda, one of the states, because, you know, Africa, they don't play this. And we have to respect people's customs and norms. Africa don't play this. Uganda just passed a bill to say homosexuality is banned. It's outlawed. So if we catch you doing it, you can be jailed for life. And if you are promoting it to our kids, you'll be jailed for life. Now, everybody in the country is happy. The West, USA, come over. Oh, you're not allowed to do that. We're going to take away our funding that we're giving you on all the investments that we got in your country. Like, that meddling in people's affairs is the reason why the world is in the state that it's in right now. Let them, man, in Uganda do what they want to do. Man in Ghana, the Kamala Harris, the, I don't know, some vice president or whatever of Joe Biden's administration, went to Ghana, and the first thing she wanted to talk about was, you're not giving the LGBTQ their rights. My man looked at her and said, bro, are we doing business or we've come to talk about frivolous things? My people are in poverty. Can we talk business? And that's why people are going to more like China and Russia, because China and Russia ain't into them conversations. Like, how do we make money? Like, you're going to give me this? All right, no problem. I'll give you this much. And it's business. I don't need... Oh, yeah. Do you have a problem with LGBT? Do your thing, bro. I ain't got no problem with nothing. I just want to do business. And I would rather do business with someone who doesn't have to go into my, who tries to destroy my traditional customs and norms, because Africa's got traditional customs and norms that they follow.
Yeah, of course,
and
of course.
You know, the Ugandan president, I wouldn't find this funny, but he said, when I found out what they was doing, it was disgusting. Why do you want to do that? There's so much women. But people don't actually understand what he means by that. You go to Africa, bro, the level of women that you see, bro. Looking at a man is mad. The women out there are crazy, bro. Like, you'll see backs that you'd think that's a BBL. That's not real. Yeah, yeah. That's not real. BBL. And the beauty in the face, everything. You're like, bro, you're exactly what I want. So it's not real. So why would you even look at a man when you've got that over there? That's what he's trying to say, the Ugandan president. They took his words and they tried to edit it and say, oh, look what he said. And I was just laughing because the more that we don't be able to define what a woman is and what a man is, then we're destroying the society, because in 20 years from now, I have to call people pronouns. What's this pronouns? I have to call someone like him, her, she, them, yes. What? I thought it was just her, he, him, her. You know what I'm saying? Hi, miss. Hi, sir. Like, now they're saying, man, I should change that. I have to call them it. If someone wants to be called it, I have to call them it. If someone wants to be called a red dinosaur that's fluffy, I have to say red dinosaur that's fluffy. And if my child's growing up in an era where they're being told that this is confusing your children. So when your child's younger, children have the maddest imaginations. My child could say, yeah, I want a chocolate factory. I'm Charlie in a chocolate factory. No, you're not. Teacher said, I can be. You're telling me I'm not. You're against me. They can actually make your children take these pills. And you know what the funny thing is? They're not telling us the truth. These pills that they're giving children that are stopping them, like, stopping their hormones, you know what it is? It used to be used for cancer. People that have cancer, they're the same pills they're giving to kids to stop them from getting. And I was like, bro, this is wild.
We're in crazy times. That's what is in crazy time. And it's very, I don't know, it's mad because it's like people can't speak up on certain subjects because they can be, I don't know, especially like, imagine a top person in whatever they're doing, whether it's a top star, they can't even talk about this subject because it's the control, they'll get shut down. But even if they disagreed.
But that's the thingy. But don't you think that's a problem though, that we're muted from actually voicing our opinion to the point where we're scared that we're going to be cancelled? I believe, and this is just my honest how I see things, is that we have to be martyrs for change to happen. There's no man in history that's ever done change that hasn't been killed, bro, or been trying to assassinate it, because that's the effect that you have to leave on this planet. I think a lot of us are scared of death, and the reason why we're scared of death is because many people don't even know where they're going. So they're scared, oh, if I die, my life's over. To me, life's not over for me if I die. And I was trying to say this to someone yesterday, you know, your body uses your soul to get to somewhere higher. So a lot of people don't know this, because I was trying to explain to someone that everybody uses you. I was trying to explain that everyone's going to use you in this world. Every single person that comes into your life uses you in some sort of way. But it's nothing wrong with that. You see, people think, oh, people are using me. The word abusing is different. But using is we've all been used. We used our parents for comfort when we was younger. I'm ill. Oh, I'm shaking. My mom would come in and help that shaking to stop. I used her for comfort. Was that a bad using? No, using is not always bad. Abusing is bad. But not using. Your child might use you for money. Yeah, dad, can you send me £20, please?
It doesn't mean she don't love you,
but she's just using me for money. But that's my child. I love you regardless. I know what you're calling me for.
So what was the discussion? Like, you're always being used somehow.
Someone said, I'll never let people use me. And I was like, everybody uses you. Someone uses you for something. You use someone for something. Everybody does. Because she was trying to say, a man can't use me for this. And I'm like, men do use you for it. You just don't realize it. And you probably use men for it.
She meant in that section.
Yeah. But I'm saying in the holistic point in life in general, we're all being used. Your manager would use the assistant manager to do the task that he doesn't want to do. Everybody's using somebody for something. The thing is, what are you willing to be used for? That's where the goal comes down to.
I think I'll pull it as, because I always put it as sacrifice and suffering. And there was even a quote, I couldn't remember it, but it was like, you can't escape suffering. Suffering is everywhere. What are you willing to suffer for? People suffer going to work, just like saying used, I can put it as suffering for that money. can suffer doing this, editing, why to spread the message to set, even if it's one person free, but you're willing to suffer for it.
Mm.
Everything. I hit the gym Monday to Friday. I'm willing to suffer so I'm in good physique and I can, you know, feel good about myself. Mm. Every form, you can't escape it. People that escape suffering, you don't go far in life.
I think they're the people that suffer from depression, because for me, suffering is a part of growth.
You can never
grow if you don't suffer. Mm. And that's why I said sometimes it depends how you transform it. So yeah. I'm suffering now with all this editing and all this stuff. People might be like, all you do is edit. And I'll be like, all right, cool. But then when I get to a certain place, I'll probably miss them times of like other people doing it for me.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh man, I wish I could go back to them times, because ease has come now. So there's no growth now. Does it make sense?
You can
only grow while you're suffering. Because you learn how far you can actually push it. Does it make sense?
It's very good you say, but some people want that goal, but they don't want to suffer for it.
No, they don't.
Like I've got man, okay, they're very out of shape. You look good shape. And I said, bro, you just hit the gym. Hit the gym 100 times. Hit the gym 1,000 times. My mindset is hit the gym 10,000 times.
Mm.
Then you'll see a difference. They're not willing to do that suffering. They want to go once and then the rest of the month and... But, you know, the reason why man's physique is idolized, because everyone knows it's hard to get to there.
Mm.
It's hard to get it. They can't do it. They can't run for 2 minutes. But because it's hard to get there. And that's why, man, and a lot of people just don't want to. Man, you got to suffer, man. Even in relationships. Like, there's a part of suffering. To make it that good, there's sacrifices happening. Form of suffering.
But that's the problem nowadays. When someone feels a little bit of that suffering, they automatically leave for ease. But it's not ever ease, it's always pain. Because you could leave something thinking that, yeah, you know what, this is easy. Yeah, but then you find something that's even worse, and then you keep finding worse, and you're like, you know what I had before wasn't even that bad, you know, because she might have been this and that. But at least she done A, B, C. Now I'm in this relationship and this is just terrible for me.
Yeah,
now.
I can understand that.
So suffering in a relationship is actually you build together, you grow together. I feel like if you're not willing to suffer, don't go into a relationship, because you're going to feel some sort of pain in some sort of way from the other person.
They're just saying people want all the holes until they see that picture of that person in the relationship. But what did they go through? If you know what I mean? What did that, you see the old couple on the bench, what did they go through? What did they go through? And the reason I heard one thing, you know, they were willing to, they didn't drop out when it got hard. They suffered together. When the suffering came, they didn't run. They grew together. And that's why they came in. And you don't stop. And it's the every day. And I was reading something, they said, like, can you love that person every day? Even the days when you dislike them. You feel F you. But at the same time, at the end of the day, say, I love you. And this day and age, which is hard, you know, it's like when the suffering comes, when it gets hard,
you run
and go to where the easiest part is in the beginning, isn't it? Mm. Remember, new beginning. We're in love with beginning. We're in love with beginning. Like starting fresh, meet someone, it's all good. What about when you're tired of waking up to them? You're tired of seeing them. You've seen them naked how many times?
I think people think relationships start like. Relationships start like when you get with someone. I feel like a relationship starts when you start to actually go through stuff with someone.
Yeah.
Like our first year was like honeymoon, or 6 months honeymoon, 3 months honeymoon. But after 2 years of being together and waking up every day, that's when the relationship actually starts.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people say that your relationship starts in like the hardest part of the relationship. That's when you start to actually, and that's when you actually fall in love properly. Because at the start you say, yeah, I love you. But you don't really. But then it'll be a point where you actually love the person to the point where you think that their pain is your pain. Does it make sense? So when she's suffering, I'm suffering. And when I'm suffering, she's suffering. That's real love. But you don't really find that a lot now, because as soon as people feel a little bit of pain or a little bit of resistance, even I asked the woman the other day, two, 3 weeks ago, I asked her, I said, you're in a relationship with a man, yeah? And your man says to you, raw, like, come to his house, he's like, yeah, wash my dishes, man. She's like, yeah, from that point, I'm just walking out, I'm gone. I'm like, what? That could make you leave a relationship. And then when she clocked what I said, I asked it again. You know what she said? Now I'd be like, oh, so what's the problem, babes? And I'd be like, this is what makes me. She weren't willing to ride that little bit of. And sometimes it's good in relationships to always test a partner from early to see their temperament so that you can see, oh, you're a leaver. I can't really give you my heart. Because if I give you this heart that I leave, you're gonna get, I can't keep giving pieces of my heart to people because I'm not gonna have none for myself. I'm just gonna be out there and I'm gonna be worried about what everyone else is doing instead of myself because I've given a part of my soul to everybody. And that's why I said that for men to fall in love, women need to be able to accept love. So it sounds easy, like, yeah, oh yeah, I love you, but you can love me now. And that's why 50 Cent had the best song at one time. That's why it was number one. Girl, it's easy to love me now.
Could you love me if I was down? You love me if
and
I was
out.
In Burger King? You
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Because a man could date a woman that's in Burger King.
Yeah.
Like flipping, but can a woman do that?
You're the multi-million star. You're going to be a pest top boxer. You're getting 100 grand, 50 grand. 50. You're at the top of your career. You have a car accident. Your legs hurt.
Yeah.
You're like, bro, I need a job now. You're working in McDonald's because you say, yo, I just need this dough because I've got things that I pay for now. You know what I'm saying? All this money I made up.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I can't believe my man's in McDonald's. You know, I think I might just leave him. After everything you've done for her, everything. And at this moment when you need her the most, and that's what will break a man. Not the fact that she left. The fact that when you left me. Does it make sense? Mm. You left me because I was at a low point in my life. That means you wasn't real.
Yeah. At that time, that's why it's very hard. That's why it's so good to suffer together to up. Because if you get up and then have to, I don't like to say all women, but majority or some women, they go through the best option in it for them. The guy that's at the finish line.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? So, you know, oh, you can say that, you know, like a king, it's always different between, you know, for, because women date up, men date down. So there's that difference. A woman's going to go for that best option. The man is going to, he doesn't, as long as she's, obviously if she's pretty or whatever, is the main thing. If that is going to be the main thing, they date down. So it's like a man could date a girl that's in Burger King, McDonald's, a woman that's out with her car. I don't think she's going to date a man that's got no whip and he's
it's actually real. This is actually serious psychology of women. And it's, I feel sorry for some men that don't listen to this and don't take this as advice. That a woman, you could see her now working in McDonald's and you would still think, you know what, I don't really care about that. I like you as a person.
Yeah.
Let her get some executive job, bro. And she'll start moving bougie with you. Like, raw, like, yeah, I'm working here now. And you're like, yeah, so what, when? Yeah, I'm busy. Like, acting different now. And you're like, raw, what happened? And then when you hear her talk to another person, you're like, I'm making more money than my man. I don't respect him anymore. Like to say money was... The factor between us, like you weren't taking care of her, like you weren't taking her to 5-star hotels and to all these places, shopping, taking her out. And now because she gets a little money, and that's the problem I've seen with a lot of women that they say men are jealous of me because I work in this and that. And I'm looking like, no, you ain't. Men, we don't even care what job you have, if I'm being honest. Yeah. We care how you're going to take care of me and be a woman to me. I don't really care what job you do. Are you a good person to me? Are you going to satisfy me? Are you going to make me find peace? Are you going to be my tranquility? Are you going to show me things that I haven't seen before, like, and help me in everything that I want to achieve? 9 out of 10 women, they ain't going to say that to you, bro. If they see you in that bang down job, bro, they're going to be like, ugh, bro. Some you in Burger King try to talk to me, like they're gonna diss you.
Yeah, that's why it's different. Because listen, a king can marry a peasant and turn into a queen. A queen can't marry a peasant and turn into a king.
Never.
You know what I mean? That's the difference. And it's just getting the mindset. That's why a lot of guys out there, men, need to understand that you are the prize. If you know what I mean. Just like and look at the psychology of it. That because. A woman would date up and a woman and you date down. So it's like, if you are the prize, there's so much difference in terms of if a woman.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
He's up and she's got a consecutive job. Have you noticed sometimes they don't have as much options as how our man has? And when we say that women have got options, there's a difference with men that just want to fuck you, sleep with you, and a man that wants to marry you.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Like, we say they got options. Well, has it, have they really got options?
They haven't. They got a lot of dick appointments.
Simps.
Yeah.
And a lot of simps.
Yeah.
There's men that just want to fuck.
Yeah.
But it's for women there, it's to have that man that wants you for the long term, that wants to settle down and marry you. And for men in themselves, they have to understand that they are the prize. You know what I mean? Like, if you make yourself the prize, look, women are going to, you know, let me not say all women because people are going to quote me, but they go for the best version. They go for that, for the person that's at the finishing line. So a man has to understand that he don't have to really be out there chasing left, right and center. Make himself that best version of himself. You get what I'm saying? And like I said, we don't, as a man, you're not gonna you don't care if they're in McDonald's or doing whatever, as long as they're looking after you or whatever's your preference. But if it's the other way around, her options is limited because she's not trying to get that. She's trying to get someone more higher than her. But that's why it's difficult if she's high already. That's why the whole thing of just suffering together is just a beautiful story, bro. Like, I can't understand why people find a problem and don't try and fix it. Don't just have some form of space. Don't just and go off and jump on someone else's and try again and have a baby for this one and a baby for that one. Like, everyone goes through problems, man.
And you said something that was really, really, really good. You said that suffering together, yeah, you grow together. I feel like if you're going to be in a long-term relationship with someone, you need to go through things so that you can look back and be like, babes, remember that time when it was kind of down and we're kind of up now? It makes you both feel like we've accomplished things. Does it make sense? But if you're going for a relationship and just expecting it to all be joy, then you don't know what rain is.
I think so easy to be real with people, I think. I remember I asked Anton, like, how is it? Like, and he says, what? Like, well, you think it's easy? Like, it's not easy, but are you willing to do that suffering together? To tired of waking? Who wants to wake up to the same person every day? Like, that's how this day and age is. But that's how it is, waking up to that person, saying, F you, I don't like you, but I love you. You know what I mean? And that's the acceptance of suffering together.
And that, you know what I find incredible, yeah, is that as men,
yeah,
we will always look at the needs of what we can do for the woman that we're with, yeah. But a woman will only look at the needs of what we can give her at that moment in time if we're good to her. So A woman will be the best woman to you once you're good to her. Listen to the words closely. She'll do everything for you while you do good to her. But there's a time in a relationship where she could be doing bad to you as a man, but we don't complain as much as women, you know, when it comes to relationships. Mm. A woman, like, for instance, I'll give you an example, yeah? Like, me and this woman are living together, yeah? Mm. Man's come home from work, we've eaten together, whatever. I've washed the plates, like, all the time. The one day I said, I ain't washing the plates. Let me see if she washes the plates. Plates are just there for a day or two. Like, bro, is this real life? Like, is this how she's living? All right, cool. Man puts my clothes in the washing machine, yeah? Ask her, I bet you got clothes you want me to wash? Yeah, I do. Pull it in the washing. She says, next day, I leave the stuff out there to see if she's going to pull it in. The stuff's still there. So, slowly, man's getting upset. But man's not complaining. Man's just thinking in man's head, this girl's moving mad. Yeah? Now, check this. You're in a relationship with a woman, yeah? Mm. And out of nowhere, she'll start saying weird stuff like, they go on holiday every year. I'm not happy in this relationship. Why are you not happy? Why? What makes you not happy in our relationship? They can't explain it. I just want to leave. Now, from what a lot of red pill theorists would say is that she got someone else. Yeah, that's what a lot of red theorists. Yeah. Me, I would say that I think it's inherently in some women to just not care about men and their feelings and how they feel. I think it's inherently. And I find it so funny because I was having a serious conversation with a woman and I said, look, men suffer in domestic violence. She started laughing at me, bro. She started to laugh. And you know, after the interview, I laughed to myself because in my head, I knew why she laughed. She said, that could never happen. And she said, you need to man up. And then I was laughing in my head because that's how women actually think. When you say, I've been gone through this, they think, this wimp, look at him.
What they say and what they do is two different things.
Yeah.
They might say they want a man to, we need to open up. You dare open up.
Relationship's over.
Nah.
The relationship's over. The moment she sees you cry and sees you simp, she's gonna think you're not strong enough and that you can't control yourself. And she's gonna think, oh, you're a weak man. Oh, and you do this with every girl. You cry to every girl. That's like, women think like that because that's the shit that they do.
Once they lose respect for you,
it's over.
It's over.
You can never get a woman back that loses respect for you. But the way that you make a woman respect you is by having boundaries and not compromising on anything. If I say to you, I'm never touching you again, you could be throwing me all the pictures in the world. You could be moving mad. I'm just not going to touch you because I've promised myself I'm not going to touch you. And that's how I've earned respect in life in general, by being a man of my word. If I say to someone, when I see you, brother, I'm going to thump off your face. And I saw him, I'm punching off his face. If I see someone and say, I'm never chatting to my man again, I will never chat to him again on the basis that I've said it. It's just like a woman. If I say, I'm never going to hit that again, bro, you best believe I want to hit it, but I'm not going to hit it because of what she done. Does it make sense? She done something that was so foul to me that I was like, you're sexy.
But that's your principle though.
Yeah, but...
And not everyone has principles, but sometimes people break principles, if you know what I mean. It's not... a lot of people break principles. A lot of people, especially in if it's in relations, or especially out of love. Love in this day and age will make you do the stuff you don't want to do. Say things you don't even want to say. Make you move in a certain way that you don't want. When love controls you, it's the most dangerous
thing, bro. It's dangerous.
But in positions where I've heard, damn, why? Oh, man, I'm in love again. You don't even realize until you feel the barrier of, and the pain and you're like, and your heart's going, and you're thinking, oh, my God.
But you know what? I've learned how to protect. You have to learn how to. I think as a man, you have to learn how to protect your heart because there's not every woman out here is looking for love. And women will speak a good story. And this is why I say, yeah, never listen to a woman's actions. Watch what she responds to. And that is one of the most powerful things that I've been saying for months because a woman will tell me she doesn't want a man like this, she don't want a man like that, a man like this. Now, when I've tried to be that guy that she said she wanted, done, relationship's over. All right, cool. Now, the guy that she said she didn't want, I've been him and the relationship's working. So what I've realized is women want a good man, but they also want a man that has certain boundaries and doesn't fold because it's sexy to them. They like that. It turns them on that you don't fold. You're not scared to tell her no. You're not scared because every man says yes. Every man says yes to her. Everyone's a yes man because she knows her sexy. She knows she got her back. She knows yeah. everyone's going to say yes to her. You have to be the guy that says no. And as much as your heart is wanting saying, bro, say yes, you got to say no and stand on it. And stand on it for as long as possible. And that's why they say the first person to, if you have a breakup with a girl and the first person to contact the other one is the one that's in the losing position in the relationship.
You see what I mean? It's so crazy because it's like, it's the games.
It is.
We're in the day and age where it's the games. Like, to get into, and it's hard that we have to play a game. Look at that. I can't contact you first.
Mm.
And sometimes you have to play, because I've played the role, man. Like, I forget this. I'm just going to contact you. What's good? Because I'm being, that's me being real. But in this day and age, we have to play a game. To get this woman, I've got to show no attention, because a woman wakes up to attention.
Yes.
She don't have to earn it. Like, we have to earn that. Like, we give it too freely. Most people give it, they wake up, social media has attention, they put one post. I've seen from home, I put a post, people messaging. And it's like, wow, they don't have to earn nothing. Someone wants to, they bring the flowers or buys, someone wants to buy you food. How are you going to, how can you respect? Imagine a woman, buying us food, wants to take us out just for us to fuck them. Are you going to respect them? This is what they go through. This is what, so we have to understand. There's men that are hitting them up. They're offering to take them. Remember, they don't have to spend nothing. They can eat takeaway every day.
Get picked up. Get dropped home. Eat food.
You can't.
You get drinks. Everything for
blame
free.
Blame them. You can blame the simps.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Man, that's playing simps. If you know what I mean? So it's like, it's very hard. It's hard because...
But them men, the girls will use them, but they will never fall for them. Understand the difference. They will get used, but they'll never get chosen.
That's their options, though.
Yeah, so when we talk about the dynamics of males and females, we're talking about, you have men that are simping hard for women, like going out their way to spend all their dough to try and satisfy a woman. Bro, they rub out their whole check on gal every month. Every month for a new gal. They think they're getting bare gal. Well, really, they're just mashing up their pocket and their life and their heart and their life expectancy. Because I generally believe, I remember this woman, I saw some crazy clip here. Someone was like, yeah, I make my man nut everywhere we go. Like, we go to the supermarket, I make him nut. I go here. And I was like, she's like, I make him nut 27 times. I don't know if it was a joke or something, but I didn't see the joke to it. I saw it as, it was stupid. Because for me, semen retention helps me to focus, bro. It's not every day man just wants to crack. Even if I'm in a committed relationship and I love her and the thing is hot, sometimes I want to chill because I got stuff that I've got to achieve. And if you're in bed all day beating, that's a young boy thing. I'm a big man. I have goals and objectives that I need to achieve. That thing needs to be planned out and pushed to a certain thing. Obviously, spontaneous. One day I might just feel the heat and be on it.
Yeah,
but
like,
Yeah.
Like, right, you know what? I got training.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's discipline.
I got to focus.
Thank you. That's discipline. Yeah. Because if you smoke at that time, you're going to be like, you're probably not going to put the same work in you're not going to be lazy to even want to go to the gym. You might just want to smoke again. And you might think, well, that performance is dead. She might, I need to put in work, bro. I need to, you know what I'm saying? So I think that in general, semen retention is good for men. And the only way you're going to start to learn semen retention is if you have start to have discipline. Because the options are open wide for men to have. Sexual liberation has made it easy for us now. Feminism has actually made it more easy for us to get pum pum. It's the easiest thing to get on the planet right now. That's why when I hear young boys saying they're not having sex, I'm like, how, bro? Like, this is probably the easiest time, bro. I can hit up a ting in the DMs. I don't even have to even talk to her. I just can just message her for a little while. Snapchat, send a few videos, and it's done. That's how easy it is now. It's interaction with humans
has become a lot easier, man. Yeah.
Like, even if a man's super roasting, I know men that tell me they're on these mad sites, plenty of fish, this and that. I've never gone on any sites. I've never been a man to ever go on a dating site ever in my whole life. I think my brother actually created an account for me while I was in Penn, bro, years back. And that's how you know it's years back, because I ain't been in Penn since 2009. You know what I'm saying? So imagine a man saying to you, I created an account for you on this thing. And I'm like, bro, what's that, bro? He's like, trust me, there's bad things. I'm like, bro.
I've been hearing it because I've looked on them. And the man told me like, right, I'll create an account, you'll get paid, your six pack, blah, 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 blah. I've looked in it, but I haven't indulged in it. Like, looked in it, boom. And I'm thinking, right, like, download it, look. But I haven't gone deep into it. But there's some man that I never knew there's these, because these apps, for me, it's bare filth, innit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What else are you going there looking for love or looking to...
It's a smoky thing.
Yeah.
And she's probably smoked other guys on it.
Yeah,
and this is what, for me personally, and this is why men don't value themselves and don't look at themselves as a prize. Mm-hmm. And this goes back to what you said when you said men are the prize. To be the prize, you have to be the prize to the woman in her eyes. So not every woman's going to look at you as the prize. And those are the women that you're meant to exterminate exactly from the equation of even being with you. As much as they might show you a little interest, if they're not willing to look at you as the actual prize, like you're the one, you're the man, you're the everything, then that's not the woman for you. And that's why there's the wise saying, don't go for the woman that you want, go for the woman that wants you.
That's
the woman that will do everything to you. That's the woman that will pull up, do everything, cook you. Every single day she'll cook you all your meals. See all your meals you need for the week. She's already done it, prep meals. You're like, what? How? She's like, I bought you all these stuff. You need some new shorts. I bought you some new shorts. You're like, how do you know I needed new shorts? Yeah, I got you socks as well. You're right, babes. Like, oh, your back's hurting. Let me massage you. You're like, Rod.
No, but I know you're saying that, but that's like a 0.5%. But I'm saying like, most women want a man that other women want.
100%. Even though they don't say that. They lie.
Concert. Look at that.
Bro, I said the same thing.
What do you think?
Said the same thing. Pest, I said, bro, all women are liars. They say, I don't want to play. I don't want to cheat. Bro, Chris Brown was grinding on all the girls. You knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He was putting it on social. I'm grinding down. Girls are like, yeah, hope he picks me. But why though? If you know he's grinding and he's probably smoking.
If he slid into one of their DMs, you think they're waiting for hours to reply?
Do you think they're going to say he's got a bare gal or he's got a girlfriend? Do you think they're going to say that? Man.
Women want a man that would, how can I say it? The women got a man that can cheat but chooses not to. Do you understand with that?
That was sick. That one was sick. I'm not even going to lie. That one was sick. That actually makes perfect sense.
You could have let a little silence for a little bit. That's before you cut and edit and put
that. I couldn't, bro. That was too good. I ain't gonna lie, that one is sick.
Yeah, it's true. Like the man that he can, he's got girls thingy, but he chooses you. And that's what it looks. That's why, yeah, and that is a man that's the prize. Because he can select anyone, but he's choose that woman.
I think women only notice that when they see you for who you are. You know, I'll be honest, the day and age that we're living in right now, is probably the scariest in terms of courting, mating. Everything's a game. Nobody's serious. It's hypersexualized. I don't even think people even care about relationships. I think a lot of people just care about what they can get from you at that moment. It's a scary time that we're in right now for the young people. Because really for me personally, I'm a little older now, so it's like for me, I've been through certain things. So it's like I know, like if a woman's trying to break my heart or trying to play games with me, I see through it so fast.
Ain't it a bit more? I won't say scary for the older lot, because people that are in what do you say, late 20s and up, 30s and up, like everyone's gone through something. Everyone, no matter if they said they healed, there's some form of trauma, some form of experience that you've gone, and that you can see one flag and run off. Do you know what I mean? I'm gone. And then you're just out there chasing to your, not chasing, sorry, I mean like chasing that love, because for men it's easier to chase lust than it is to chase love.
100%.
And that's the mistake that you know, a lot of the simps, I would say, were making, you know. So but it's very hard, because it's like you can't do wrong. Like I've been in something where it's like I'm in unintentionally doing wrongs, but it's not purposely, and it might be the smallest thing. People are arguing over social media, or arguing over, oh, you press follow on that person. That's becoming an argument. Mm. I follow just by you going, oh, you've just scrolled up and pressed a like, and blah, blah. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's so easy to break out of a relationship these days. It's so easy. It's not like nothing like how back in the day. Back in the day must have been.
But this is what I'm trying to say. This is why we're looking wrong. And you know, everyone that I usually interview, they say to me they don't want to get married. Like that's the new thing. Men say, I don't want to get married. I don't get married for what am I getting from it? Mm-hmm. Like I'm not getting married. I'm just gonna smash things and keep it moving. That's what most men say now. And
why do you think that is? Is it because they don't want the heartbreak and the pain?
There's a lot of factors to it. Women are not showing that they're worthy of wife material, And men are not seeing the long-term benefits of having a wife in this society. Only thing it's going to do is rub you out.
In this society. In
this society. So what,
if he goes, you know, flies out.
100%, you'll see a big benefit to marriage. And this is why people get married in the Middle East. People get married in Africa. People get married in Europe.
And why wouldn't you, remember we were saying this. Why, okay, I want you to say this one, come on. Why wouldn't, suppose he marries her in Africa, wherever, Caribbean, whatever, and brings her here. Why would you say not for her to come to this society?
Because as soon as she comes to this society, she's going to get corrupted by all of the things that this government and this system gives. See, the problem with this system is that it's so giving that it's like a giving machine, to the point where you start to disregard the efforts that I've done for you. So women won't love you for what you can do for them. They'll love what the other people can do for them. So they'll come here, meet people from the same country. So say they're Sierra Leone. Beautiful thing. She was so grateful for everything you've done for her. She comes here, meets some other Sierra Leoneans. They're like, oh, he does everything for you. You know what you can do? You can do this. You can do that. So they start giving her cheats. Then you start coming in. She's like, oh, yeah. Can I get this so I can buy this passport so I can go and get this? Can I get your ID so I can go and do this and do this? You're like, where are you learning all this? And before you know it, she's getting indoctrinated and trained to be a Western woman. And before you know it, after 2 years of that relationship, even a man came on my show and even told me a story. This actually happened to a man. Wow. He took his wife from Sudan. From Sudan. They went to France and the wife started cheating on him and kicked him out the yard and got with his own friends. And this is why it was the environment that destroyed her. She was probably a good woman, but the environment destroyed. Obviously, everyone has a little bit of in them. But if you put certain people in certain environments, they flourish in evil. So it's like if you put me in an evil environment, yeah, like of like raving, drinking, all of that. I'm gonna be worse than you've ever seen me. See me and be like, "Whoa, who's that?" Does it make sense? Because you wouldn't notice who I am because I know how to adapt to environments. It's the same with women. If you're taking them from a country where they're traditional. And bringing into a country where they're modern, and modern women are looking at her like, "Oh, you do this for your husband? I would never do it for my man." And she's like, "You come home, you're like, she's like, I don't know why I'm doing all this stuff for you." You're like, "What? Where are you getting this
from?" Now the society is coming through social media.
Yeah. So her whole breakup and her whole makeup of life is social media. Justin LeBoy, bruv.
Yeah.
That's the page your missus, and you're thinking, where are you finding all these things? Because her friends are influencing her to the point where she's destroyed. So you brought her over here to help you, and now she's gone. The government's taking care of her. They're giving her a yard. The government's giving her housing benefit, child tax credits, everything. What do I need you for?
So where's someone? If someone wants to find, okay, the guy that wants to get married. Well, if someone wants to find a wife, where should they look? What should they? What would you say they should look?
They're not to say there's not good women here. There is lots of good women here, and there's many good women. Only problem is 8 out of 10 of them are taken already.
Bro, my
missus could look like Bigfoot blood, but she's a submissive woman, so I'm going to be with her forever. I'm not leaving that house of love to a house of pain. Because some women, they got the sexy body, everything else, but mentally, I know you wouldn't be there for me if I dropped. I know this woman will be here for me 100%. And I have to worry about her cheating and bare man being onto her, because any woman has the capacity to cheat. Just put it out there to you. Any woman has the capacity to cheat. And that's why I hate when women say, "I will never cheat." You have the capacity. Whether you say you will or not, that's according to your ability. Does that make sense? You're not allowing that. But everyone has their capacity, because women are naturally desired, because women are beautiful. Women are beautiful, so we desire them naturally. Even a woman that someone might not see the beauty in, someone might see something in her and be like, "I love her eyebrows." Like, and you're like, weirdo. You know what I'm saying? We might find that weird, but that's what that guy might like. My brother used to say he loves toes. I'm like, "Brother, you're a weirdo, bro. You're a weirdo, bro." He used to say he loves toes. If a woman has nice toes, she's got his heart. And I'm like, so you look at women's toes, like any woman I meet, I tell her, take her socks off, show me them toes. So obviously the woman that he was with, she would go and get her feet done all the time. And she'd be like, "Oh, what color do you want this week?" He'd be like, "Blue." I'd be like, "Bro, you're moving weird," but that's his thing. That's his fetish. Everyone has their own thing that they like. So if you're going to look for a wife, you're going to, in this country, you could find one, but I'll be honest with you, the best traditional women are not in this country. They're abroad, bro. I'm being honest with you. Because those women have been raised to understand that men are everything. And that's where we've lost in society. In this society, they don't put men on a high pedestal. They put them at a low pedestal. That's why men get abused so much on social media, because women don't respect men anymore in this country, because they don't need to. I can get away with abusing you. In Africa, in the Middle East, you can't really get away with certain things that you could get away with here.
If they go to the club, they're getting all the attention. People buying them drink. Like, that's what I mean. Don't have to earn anything, because obviously you respect the ones that are doing their own earning and everything, but they don't have to, because everything will get catered for, you know what I mean? But even for looking for wives or a trophy, like I said, you know, trophies belong on the shelf at home, man. Trophies ain't in the club. Trophies,
you're going to be very hard to find, you know what I mean, a proper wife in this country, because they're hidden, meaning that they're not really out there like that. So it's hard to even find them. Some of them don't even have social media. They're like not even, and they got burner accounts, so you'll never see who they really are. This is the most beautiful woman, the most nicest woman, nicest personality, everything. Mm-hmm. But she just doesn't put herself out there. And then you have women that do put themselves out there. And that's why I've come to realise that women that feel comfortable coming on social media, going live and doing things like this, there's actually a problem there. And I never realised this until of recent. This is like my, I do social experiments, innit? And I watch people.
What do you mean going live? Like, and people that, they want them people that just show everything live?
Like, they go live.
Like, in terms of their problem and just bring it out live?
No. Like, they go live and just sit on a live and talk to, like, random men and talk to different people. There's actually a problem there. Any woman that is in a committed relationship, any woman, and see, people, women are going to say, oh, you're insecure, blah, blah. They always try to run these little mind games on you. You have to understand what mind games are. Women that have value, don't put themselves in places where their value can decrease. They only put themselves in places where their value increases. Your value ain't gonna increase if everybody can see you, because everybody knows absence makes the heart grow fonder. Your beauty is not how somebody sees you on social, it's how somebody sees you in real life and how nobody has access to you. Yeah. That's the real value of a woman. A real value of, see, we talk about high value woman, low value woman. A woman that has value is not going to put herself on the internet for any man to just be able to comment and say, oh, you're beautiful, you're this, you're that. Because them compliments don't flatter her. They don't make her. Because she values herself higher than what men think of her. She rates herself. And a lot of women don't have that. So they're actually coming on social media to try and build their confidence. And by building that confidence, it's a dangerous place. Because social media, most men have got ill intentions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially. And that's where we go back to, there's not really options. Because when you're putting on social media, what do you think a man does? Like, what? And I try to break that down. I hope women, when you're posting that sexual, that a man is just thinking he wants to smash. That's on his mind. He's not thinking, oh, I want to marry that. I want to smash.
That's it.
If you know what I mean. Like, that's why, you know, putting your shape out there, that's for your, you know, your husband to see. If you know what I mean. So, it's very, social media has just, it's
destroyed modesty.
Destroying everything. You know what I mean? I can understand, like, that's why, see, social media uses people, but you got to use it. Just like now, we're using social media. Sometimes I'll post up to show, right, I'm in shape, you can get in shape, but let's go. You know what I mean? Like, use it. You know, social media is making people money in good ways. But when it's using you just to, you know, get likes, the attention, people messaging you and you're just airing, but you enjoy that people want you and the messages, that's when it's, you know, Ed Sheeran said something kind of like that, man. When people, he posts up work, when people put selfies up, it's almost a sign of depression, saying, you know, because you're going to judge it, how many likes you get, how much people press like on it. So it's definitely, social media is definitely just destroying, you know, our community, man. And it's becoming real life, because like I've, you know, seen people, you know, couples, like I said, arguing over who they followed, who they liked, you press a like on it. No, and it's just you just pressing the screen and scrolling. You know, it's breaking up even couples. You know what I mean? I've been in mad situation where I've had random pages just messaging me or messaging someone I'm seeing. Oh, he's with this, he's done with this, with this. Like, it social media, bro, it's like it can destroy you, but it can make you. And it depends which side of it you're going to consume, you know. So
any woman that lets a fake page or a profile message her and ruin her happiness is an idiot. And let me tell you why. Because that fake page, before you knew about it, you was in a happy place. So you've let someone come in and interrupt your happiness. If you constantly let that happen, then you're never going to find happiness. Now, even if what the person's saying is true or not true, it doesn't matter if they've interrupted your peace. I protect my peace by all means. That's why I tell people, if you hear someone talking about me on social media and they've made 10 videos about me, brother, don't send me nothing. I don't care. My peace is important to me. Me watching that video is going to upset me. It's going to send me into a dark place. It could send me into two places. Like, I want to retaliate, or it's just ruined my day now. Does it make sense? When, if I didn't know about it, what you don't know can't hurt you. And that's why our mums and our grandmas, their grandpas used to be out there doing madness. But she knew that once they don't come into my house and affect this peace that I have, why am I going to interrupt it? And that's how they stayed peaceful. And then eventually that thing will just mash up on the road. But some girls are top finesses. They want to ruin what you have, because some girls are homewreckers. Homewreckers is actually a real term. They want to ruin your happiness so I can take your man. And the women that let women do that, they're idiots. My mum said to me, I'll never forget this, yeah? I think my mum said to me, my auntie's husband cheated on her, yeah? And then I was like, oh man, she shouldn't take him back. He cheated. My mum's like, so what, she going to let another woman take her man that she built up? Yeah, idiot. I said, well, I didn't even look at it like that. You built up a man for 20 years. You made the man. The man's a good man. He's made a mistake. You're going to let the side chick take him. Take all the goodness that I built. My man's got job, got this, got car, license, everything. Come from nothing to something. And I'm just going to give him to another woman. You must have lost your mind. She said, look a piece of man that I have. He might be rubbish. But if I go pick up another man, what? He's going to be better than a little piece of man? At least I know this man. I don't know the other man. And he's a father to my children. So I'm going to change.
But look how you've brought that down. Someone else will think that person cheated. He's like, he's made a mistake. He's done. They'll put that whole bad as a one person and erase all that 20 years or all that whatever done. When it's like, you know, look at the good. If you know what I mean, like, we, you know, look at the beginning of time with Adam and Eve, you know, don't eat the apple and you done it. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's like, everyone is not perfect. No one is perfect, bro.
But then if we're looking at it from the point of view where women want us to be perfect, then we want them to be perfect. And this is where the conflicts happen.
Yeah, now. Yeah.
This
yeah,
is where
yeah.
the men versus
we're
women.
All pointing out your wrongs. Yeah. My wrongs, your wrongs.
Oh, men are like this, women are like that. And we're fighting each other. Instead of building together, we're fighting each other because there's no balance. The balance has been destroyed.
But that's why there was one podcast when I was here and I said about mandem's weakness. That's why I kind of cut drinking out. Yeah, I can't laugh. I might have a sip, not like in a once in a blue, because I know how it makes me react, especially when there's music and there's girl in the place or whatever. Like, it might make me do something wrong. Do you know what I mean? So I might sit, or if I'm sipping, it'll be something. People are like, oh, you're light, well, you're only sipping Malibu. But I know what I'm doing. If I do Hennessy, it's going to make me not know what I'm doing. It's all about knowing man's weakness and knowing that, okay, man is men. What's the thing with men? A man doesn't want sex. He needs sex. You know, understand what is like a man. Like I could tell a young don, listen, don't make your mind, you know, go on sexual things. Like, don't stay away from porn, because that's going to mess up your mind. And I mean, there's things that us as men, okay, we need sex. We're going to feel like fucking something. It's not like, babes, that man don't love you. It's just something. And and I'm not promoting it, but it's just almost having that form of understanding. Yeah. And I'm not trying to say understand if he cheats or whatever. Form of understanding, that's just for a man to let his woman know he has a weakness. He feels to look. You know, like sometimes you might have followed a big bum thing on social media, or you might have just looked at a certain page and she's clocked that, babes, I've got a weakness. I just felt to look. That was it. I love you. You know what I mean? And the vice versa, the woman, whatever her thing is, she needs to be told, not I love you on Monday and not the rest of the month. She needs to be, I love you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that everything's going to be all right, that everything's going to be okay. You know, I only love you. They need the reassurance. You know what I mean? So
reassurance is key in the design of a relationship to work on both sides. Women think that they don't have to reassure men, but they do. You reassure us by your loyalty and how loyal you act towards us. So I reward your loyalty by buying you stuff and treating you. See, women, they don't have to, and this is what I was trying to say, a woman that asks a man for money is dumb. He'd have to ask a man. If you treat a man a certain way for a certain period of time, he will generally give you money.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he will look at you like, this is an investment rather than expenditure. You become an asset rather than a liability.
It'll go beyond and beyond, be up and beyond. If
all men will do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All men. That's
you're
natural.
Taking care of him. He's going to go up and beyond.
So women think, oh, why? He never took care of me. Because he never looked at you like an asset. He looked at you like a liability. Mm. Whatever you was exuberating to him wasn't making him feel like he should spend money on you. Now, women will be like, no, I done everything for him. But this is the funny thing. Women never see wrong that they do. So even if they will say that to you, they'll never actually see the wrong that they do. They'll never see, oh, wait a second. I wasn't really that good of a woman, you know, because I was always arguing with him. I was always shouting at him. I was always treating him a certain way. And that's where the problem actually lies in a lot of relationships. But just to go back and diverge into something that we said earlier, I find it incredibly disrespectful that women don't see men as the prize. I find it very disrespectful. And the reason why I say that is because women think that they don't need a man. And that ideology comes from feminism. But that ideology is actually inherent in foolery and forgery. Because if you think about it, men create everything. Men make everything. Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Microsoft. There's always a man at the forefront. Not to say women are not in that company, but there's a man at the forefront. Because that's who the creators are. But just because we're the creators, it doesn't make us higher or less. This is where we're getting problems. See, society's making it seem like because you should put men higher, we're lower. No, you put men higher so that you can be high as well, because we was created as pairs. I can't do some roles that you can do and you can't do some roles that I can do.
Yes.
And that's where the balance is.
That's the balance. Because sometimes it's not always that it's 50-50. Sometimes it might be 80-20, 70-30. And that's what makes us, you know what I mean? Like, like men can't live without women, women can't live without man. We need each other. If you know what I mean? And that's what it is. Like, that's what I want people to understand. Like, this ain't no men versus women or women versus man. You know what I mean? We're trying to empower each other.
I teach women, I drop free game on women, yeah, about like things that men will do to try and like finesse them and stuff like that. The reason why I do that is not because I want the women to like me. I do that so that you understand that this is a balance. Man's not just out here just saying, hey, women, don't get married when you're younger. Forget women, get money. I see man talking like that on podcasts. I'm like, that's waste man thing. Because I do believe in marriage and I do believe getting married young is a good thing. Mm. I don't believe that as a young man, you should be just trying to put your seed all over the place. That's how you mess up your life. Mm. Breeding bare gal, living a young boy bachelor life. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm focusing on my dream. You can still focus on your dream. People think that getting married young doesn't help you. It helps you more than anything. I helped young people in my community get married from young. These little boys were on the road to road. They was on the road to road. I don't know if you understand that. Like, they was on the path to destruction. Man took them away from that. Said, "Rah, come to the mosque. Here's Islam. Yeah? Man's not going to kill man's brother. Man's loving man's brother. You can go anywhere because you're a believer. Put that fob on and walk to Brixton. No one's going to trouble you because you're a Muslim. Man done it. They saw. Rah, they started believing in what I'm saying. I'm saying to them, get married. Stop linking gal. That's the better thing. They got married. After they got married, what's the next thing on their mind? I need to get money. I need to get money because I need to take care of my family. So while all the other youths are on roads, dipping up each other, they're at work. They're security guards. They're getting their light because they know that I've got someone who's dependent on me. Now I have to provide for that person. So your mind's not, oh, I'm out there just doing, you're not thinking about I'm going to go to jail and do 10 years because you think I've got a wife. I've got a kid. I've got a family. It's bigger than me. Does it make sense? And how am I going to be looked at in the community? They've got a community to actually even face repercussions of their actions. Because most kids don't have a community that they can... Their community's edging them on to do the badness. Yeah, what? You saw Stop Your Blade? Yeah, come on. Did you see the video of the little youths the other day, yeah? That killed the youth, yeah? And they were all spudding each other. Did you see that video?
Oh, I saw it. It's in black and white, isn't it?
Brother, the little youths, they murdered the youth. Yeah, they murdered the youth. And they were like, yeah, Wagwanji. Like it was like celebration time that they murdered someone. You know what was even shocking about that situation, even like the part of it that nobody knows? All of them were Muslim, bro. And in Islam, we actually believe that killing a Muslim brother is disbelief. You're not meant to kill a Muslim brother. That's the one thing you never do. Because when you kill a Muslim brother in Islam, they believe that the person takes all your sins. So imagine all your sins. Imagine I've done a million sins, bro. And the person's killed me. I dashed my sins. All my sins are on him now.
That was the burden of Cain and Abel. When you talk about the story in the Quran, it talks about Cain and Abel, talks about that. So I was thinking, raw, like, they're happy to kill a Muslim and they're all meant to be brothers. Like, they could have spared him, bro. Like, they murdered him and they were spotting each other like, yeah, walk on, yeah, we done a good job. Like, yeah. Like, they killed a brother, bro. Like, in, like, my community where we're from, like, that's the one thing we don't do. Like, man will always ask the question, yeah, it's mad. Man will phone you, have beef or something, like, is he your brother? I'd be like, yeah, he is. He'd be like, cool. All right, cool. It's long. You probably saw it in jail. When the brothers
would. I've seen it, like, two brothers, they've cut malice, but they've come and they've said, nah, for the sake of Islam, man.
That's man, normal.
And there's a certain man that's going, nah, he's, if he comes in, he's bigger than Islam, and a man's putting him down, like brothers, but nah, you've got to allow it. And
yeah.
They've calmed it. If you get what I'm saying, like,
and it's yeah. peak, it's proper yeah, beef, yeah, like proper life and death, like yeah, man's yeah, dead yeah. on the roads, or man, man's really in it, and man's saying, no, he's a brother still, like man can't really do that. Even certain times I was in jail, like man were trying to violate like some little Asian brother. I was like, brother, you can't really violate him. He's a brother, you know. Like, nah, bro. Like I got onto the certain man, and I was like, bro. And the youth was like, bro, why are you backing it for me? Like you don't even know me like that. I was like, brother, you're my brother. What are you talking about? And I remember that brother, I see him and he saw me on road. Brother, the brother wanted to give me dough, wanted to do everything. He's like, I take you to my shop, get your job. Do you need any money, anything? I was like, bro, I don't do it for money. You're my brother, like, in Islam. Like, I ain't thinking about all of that. You know what I'm saying? A certain man was thinking I was mad because I was backing you. I was like, bro, anyone touch my man, I'm on to you. Don't touch mine. He's a brother. I see him praying with the brothers and he's every week, like, he's with the imam and that. Like, man, don't try it with the brother because what? Because he's not. Like bad like us. He was like a money man. You just got caught doing like you know them guys that get caught doing the money laundering and get like 10 years. He's a bird off man for money laundering. But he's not really a bad boy. But man am I trying to test him like what? I run some dough like and I'm like, what? Am I trying to extort a Muslim? So like that's what I'm trying to say. That right there is where the society is just gone now. And that's where I find it a little bit like for me personally, I just go back to the story of original where the young brothers, like they're not thinking about killing or sleeping around or this and that. That's why I don't agree with a lot of what some podcasts would say, like, yeah, forget women until you're successful. I'm like, but when are you successful? I could be successful at 45 years old. So don't just sleep with women and treat them like shit until 45 years old. I don't think that's correct. I wouldn't want my daughter to be violated like that by somebody. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want that for someone else.
Exactly that. It's a big, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want that for someone else. So that, I find that kind of immature when I hear a man talking like that. That's a little boy thing. You know what I'm saying? Man should be encouraging the young boys to try to get married and settle down with one woman and ride it out, bro. Ride out them 10, 15 years. And we'll say suffering together. Ride it out because you're going to love her because we got married when we was young. So when we're 30 now, bro. Like, we're going through our problems. She's all talking about she won't leave me. Yeah, yeah. Bruv, we're not going nowhere.
We work it out.
There's too much stuff we got together. We got a yard together. We got kids together. We've got everything. Do you remember when we was broke? Now we got this Mercedes. Do you remember when I didn't even have a license? And now you got a license. I helped you get a license. You helped me to do. So it's a connection. And I feel like we need to start pushing that more out there. And that's why I said it's not a man versus woman, a woman versus man thing. It's more about us as a community getting better.
I like what you said, but you... As a man, you pulled up another man. Whether he's a boy or you've turned him into a man. That's a beautiful thing. Because I can remember growing up, especially growing up in estates, and a man's question was, oh, when was last hit? When's the last time you hit? Or your man ain't hit for maybe, you know, a couple months. And the man has to lie when he last. You know, you're putting that pressure. Because I remember when I was young, I weren't getting the whole things. You get what I'm saying? So man was like, onto man. And that kind of, some people have to unwind from that. Like, you've been so used to going out, seeing so much girls. I know certain man still up to now, girls, party, girls. And it's tough when you've been brought up in that or when you're around. But there's certain people, I've been around certain circles, especially when I go to certain, like, the parliament places or prisons. Most of them, one single man, like, one married man. I wouldn't be able to bring up that type of, yo, the party with them, get like, you think they're entertaining that?
No.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, for guys, and I'm saying this for myself as well, put myself around that type of circle. And man, that if you're watching this and you've got a wife or you got that, or you've got your own brothers and you want and go for that life, encourage each other. Don't waste your time for a nut. If you know what I mean? Because that's a man's weakness. We do dumb shit when we want to bust a nut. We do dumb shit when we get horny. most of the dumbest shit.
Dumbest shit.
Oh man, when you get that erection, your dick hard, you'll be messaging, phoning, chasing. That's what I said. Lust is the easiest thing to chase. It just, you'll get that simp moment and have to snap out after you've nut. So it's just like, man has to be in control of their sexual desires. That's when they
facts.
Get up to their highest form.
Facts.
How powerful, see how powerful you are. Do you know how powerful you are when you're in control of your sexual desires? Everyone's protected. Women's protected. The children, how much children have come into this life just from sexual desires? Children are protected as well because there'll be couples. There'll be one family. There won't be multiple families and having to, you know, keep everyone nice. So as men as well, I can't really speak for women, because yeah, but as men, let's encourage each other, because this platform is to build men. So men, if you're listening, we're encouraging you. Encourage me, encourage your brothers, encourage everyone that you could say, encourage them that if they've got a good woman, keep her, or, you know, find one. It's don't, not for one for a beat, if you know what I mean. Facts. One for one that is going to just look at someone that you can grow old with, and someone that can you can be fruitful from, that you can build from, you can see your family tree from. And if there's any problems, people, I beg, man, I beg, people that's watching, you going through any problems with your missus, or the missus with your man, whatever, just don't run off and leave it and go to another place. Like, build with that person, man. You know what I mean? We're too fast to just
leave, bro.
To leave.
And leave good things as well. You know, not everything that you think's bad is bad. And that's why your quote touched many people, because you know what? Your quote can always come in at any time. I swear down, your quote right now could come in at any time. That quote, you can use that. Bro, about three times in the conversation, I could have used that quote, bro. Like, don't leave.
Don't leave what's good.
For something that you think is better. Because by the time you realize that better ain't no good.
Good is far better. Like, you know, bro, what I mean?
And it's real like that, because sometimes you look at your relationship and think, it's even everything, man. Like, there's another girl out there that's giving me 20%. And I call it the 80-20 rule. Mm. So you're getting 80% from the woman, but that 20% you're not getting, you want to go find it in another woman.
But only thing, right, is she draining you or is she feeling you? That's the two things. Is she draining you or is she feeling you? Because a man has to go where, I can only speak for man because, you know, we're not with females, but a man has to go when they find peace. And whatever she's doing, if it continues to happen, is it going to bring a side out of you that is gonna destroy the relationship and get you in trouble? You know,
that is powerful. If I'm honest, I ain't gonna lie. If a woman's draining you, you need to find out what she's draining and try and get rid of her. If she's draining you, as a man, you have to be in places where, and it sounds like an oxymoron what we're saying. Like, we're saying stay in relationships, but then we're saying don't let her drain you.
It sounds
like men's it sounds like an oxymoron. But what I'm saying is, a long period of draining you doesn't lead to suffering, leads to mental health. That's where I don't want any man to be. I don't want any man to be in a situation where his mental health is at risk of going down to the dumps because of what a woman is doing to him. And even more so, when his mental health goes, then you know what else happens? He starts to mash her up. When he starts to mash her up, prison's on the cards. So now his life is really messed up because his mental's not there. Because when a man wants to start looking at the woman that he's with, his mental place is not in a good place.
Okay, so now that is a bit where we say you've got to change. If you're feeling like she's putting you where, yeah, if she's feeling like she's putting in a bit where, you know what, I'm feeling to harm, then I would think
that you have to leave. Yeah, you have to leave because your freedom's more important than any woman. Mm. And just licking out a woman is just not good. You're not going to feel nice after. You're not going to feel good bracking up a woman. You're not going to, you might be mad at that moment and say, well, she cheated on me, she deserves to hold a lick or whatever. But I'm telling you, after you do it, you're not going to feel good. You're not going to feel like a man. You're just going to feel regretful. Yeah. And then the damage, whatever she's done, comes back onto you now. So it's called a reverse blaming game. So basically, men that lick women down for things that they do, the woman's done something to make you not like something that she's done. You hitting her now has made the power go back into her hands. You don't ever give her that power. That's why you always walk away. But the moment that the thought runs through your mind, I want to lick her down, the relationship's over. It's right. I've said it many times on my show. That's when the relationship's over. You can't, there's no reconciling. You've got to leave. Because if you're having violent thoughts, bro, I could be with a woman, yeah? And I could be thinking, I'm going to leave. But that's just an idiot thing. Like, she's just doing little things. But you see the moment that I think, what? She's taking me for a prick, bro. I swear down. If this girl does this again, I'm gonna move to her. Like, she's violating you. She's literally violating you. Like, talking to you like shit, spitting at you, pushing you in your head, touching your face. And I'm a person, I don't like people touching me in a certain way, like in an aggressive way. I don't like, you know when people are around you and they start touching you all the time?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. That's the fourth touch.
He said, I looked up at this guy, that's a full fuck. You know
touch.
What I mean?
That's the full
and
touch.
It's hard, especially being from where we're from. Like, you're not going to want to have it. You know what I mean? And that's what it becomes. And one of the most, everything about every dumb decision you made in your life was out of emotions.
100%. And they're the ones that you regret the most.
That's why we got to use hit. Like, it's very hard when you're in there. You got to use hit. So, to see the catch 22 now, it's about, it's about if it's affecting you, you got to say, babes, I dislike what you're doing. It's making me feel like this. And to see if she could take that board and make the change. Unless she's going to look at you down or whatever. And if she can't, then that person's in that predicament. But at the same time, what? Imagine this person wants this relationship. So imagine the thing. You want the relationship.
You've got to...
Do you know what I mean?
There's either one or two things. You've got to discipline a woman in a way that she will understand. And what I mean by that, it sounds really like crazy when I say it, because it sounds like Ben's talking about some harsh punishment of licking on. Like I said, licking at women will never get you nowhere. You'll never get a woman's respect by hitting her. That's the truth. But what you can do is create space. So if I've put boundaries and you're not willing to abide by my boundaries, it's like a parent. If your mom tells you don't come in the house at 9 and she double locks that door, bro, you know... I knew it, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My mom said, don't come in my house after 10 o'clock, you know. Bro, one day I came to the house. I went to put the key in. Huh? My key's not working.
Jeez.
Knocking the door. Hey, mom. My mom and dad just looking at me. Just looking at me through the window. I'm like, I messed up. But that's their rules and their boundaries. Why don't men do that in relationships? Men have no boundaries in a relationship. That's why women think that they can take any mick. If a girl, for me personally, if a girl says to me, if I give a girl a rule to not ever break and she breaks it, I can never take her back. Now, some people be like, oh, but that was just a little thing. But it's not the fact that it was a little thing. It's the fact that it was my boundary. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So if I've said to my girl, like for instance, you're not going to the Chris Brown concert. If you go to Chris Brown concert, we're over. And she's like, and then she goes to the Chris Brown concert. And then I get a whiff that she went, like her friend answered the phone and dissed me, like, yeah, stop, you're such a controlling man. No problem. Lock the number, block the number. We don't need to talk again. Done. I don't need to argue with you. I don't need to fight with you. I don't need to be the link that you call at the end of the night.
Yeah, but that's you. But suppose that's someone else though. But and in terms of the woman, she comes back because for sex, a lot of people break the boundary, bro.
No, you got to... And that's,
you know what I mean? And that's why niggas have to be strong and control their sexual desires. It all keeps going back to what we've been talking
But remember, you're the one who said to her, don't go to the Chris Brown concert. Now she feels that she's done it and now she's still got you. Why does she respect you? If she knows that she can get away with whatever, where is the respect? Women respect men that put boundaries and don't falter for them.
Yeah.
Women respect that. So a woman will lose respect for you on the basis, and when a woman loses respect, that's worse than a woman falling out of love with you.
Yeah, it's gone.
A woman, you could be a woman that don't love you, but she respects you. You know that, right?
Yeah, but you can never be a woman that respects you.
Even if she loves you and she don't respect you, the relationship never works. The way she'll talk to you, brother, you'd feel, trust me, you wouldn't want to be there. You wouldn't want to be in a situation like that. And I never want to put myself in a situation where I feel like a woman's harming me to the point where, like I said, I'm having crazy thoughts.
The
disrespect is like very disrespectful.
Man tried to touch
her. She's like, don't ever do that again.
Well, that's the next level still.
Bro, I feel violated. You know what I'm saying? Make your own food. Wait, wash the clothes. Wash what clothes? You better go take that to your mum's. On the phone to another man in front of you. You're right, Craig? Bro, they're the things that will make a man want to lick down gal. They're the things that will make a man start thinking mad things in his head. You're answering the phone to your side man in front of me. Why am I a prick? We're not together anymore. So what am I doing here? For the kids, innit? Like, just bare disrespect. That'll make a man want to lick down a gal. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not here advocating that domestic violence is right. No, I'm just saying these are the things when a woman loses respect for you that will make a man lose his mind, because the disrespect gets so pink that he thinks the only way to get back my power is by licking it down. Mm-hmm. When that's not, you're not going to get no power by that. You're better off leaving from that moment, that first disrespect, and you couldn't control, or you not control, but you couldn't put that boundary in place where you said to her, don't go Chris Brown. She went Chris Brown. Bro, she went Chris Brown. Do you know how much dons were at Chris Brown, bro? Forget women. Do you know how much man was there looking for gal? Like, just lurking. Like, yo, Wagwan, let me get you. She probably got, like, approached by 10, 15 man. Just on a hungry thing. You know when, like, a man, I couldn't get them four gal, but you look like you're on it.
No, because a female is not going to understand why we don't go on them to go to that place. And you have to break down to them, like, would you like, as me, to go somewhere where people are going to be offering me to buy me drinks, just for a woman to want to take me home, to get a bit of me. Would you feel comfortable? Do you get what I'm saying? So that's where it's crazy. That's what I say. It's all about breaking down how things are said, because it's like they're saying, I don't go to this, I don't go to that party, I don't go to there, I don't always go out, but. It's because the person knows what's happening. You go out, man. Man ain't looking to marry. Man ain't gone out to look to marry something.
They gone out to smoke something.
Yeah, yeah. We've gone for one mission. It's chop.
And the thing is, yeah, I hate when women, like, I'll get to know a woman and I'll know her tendencies. So I know that this woman's a very sexual woman. Mm. Now, she'll make it seem like I'm the special guy in the world. Bro, I've gone past that level of delusion where I actually think I'm the prize. I'm not that I'm not the prize, but I'm the only guy in the world with a penis, bro. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not the only guy in the world with a penis. That I've gone, you know, girl, you make you feel like that because it's our ego. They like to feed our ego, but don't ever make a girl make you think that, like, this is the best in the world. No one's ever done this to me. That, they say that to everyone. Mm. That's the way they get you. They make you feel like you've done such an amazing job. Like, I never forget, yeah, I can't remember which comedian it was, but he said, you can never beat up a woman's pom-pom. You can never. You think you are, but you could never. You could never. Mm. You could pound her for an hour and think that you've done a good job. And you could have done a good job, but you could never beat it. A woman can suffer more than we can go through. It's just inside of a woman. It's just different. They're different.
They're like door handles, man. Everyone gets a turn.
Yeah.
Once you put it like that, you understand, like, it was just your turn, bro.
That's it.
That's someone else's turn.
It's someone else's turn. Mm-hmm. So you can't get mad when you see, like, your exes with new guys. You just got to charge to the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It is what it is.
It's tough. It is tough. Your heart probably, but
charge to the game, bro.
It's part of the game.
Charge it to the game. And I'm actually happy. And things like that, for me personally, makes me grow further. Like, I love to see people doing well in life in general. But if I see one of my exes and she's in a happy relationship, bro, you didn't take anything. You know, a lot of men, they'll be like, oh, he's taking this, he's taking that from me. Bro, he's taking my burden because I know her and you don't. Mm. I know how crazy she is. It's only a matter of time for your heaven, your paradise turns into hell. And when it does, don't think I'm taking her back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She could go back to you, bro. I don't want that.
You know what? I've seen that, you know, like, so a picture of one of my exes pregnant now, or, you know, either you... And the Donny has had one concrete face again. And I'm thinking, yo, like, I'm just looking at it and I was like, good luck on you, man. God bless, innit? Like, I was probably down at that precise matter. You was a bit more up, if you know what I mean. And then, you know, I feel for men and guys. Okay, guys, when we go through heartbreak, it hits us hard. But our get back, it's more longer term, you know what I mean? One moment the retention's anyway, you bam, they're with a new person like that, bam. It's so easy for them. Mm. A man to get back and get himself back on track. So longer term, but in the long run, it's way more better, bro.
100%. You know what I mean? You come back. The funny thing is, when women after breakups can just jump into another relationship straight away, because it's like 10 hungry dogs. You're single hungry now. Like, they're not even thinking that she's still probably got my remnants on her. They're just thinking, I've got a woman now. Mm. Does it make sense? As for a man, when he goes through the breakup, he has to level up. He has to start going gym. He has to start doing things of his life. Because if he doesn't, he'll lose his mind. There's not 100 girls waiting for him.
There's not
100 girls waiting for him.
Take note.
He has to level up. Mm. And that's why our success is more nicer. She's got the baby from that guy that she just, that rebound
that she used.
She's got a baby for him. Me, I've got like a successful company. You're looking at, she's like, oh, I'm so proud of you. Like, I see what you're doing on the gram. Like, you know how much exes, do you know how much exes from like back in the day have DM'd me and been like, oh my God, I just see your podcast is really good. I'm like, they haven't even seen an episode, but just to see the followers and see me doing well and me on something.
Become the prize, men are the prize.
Now I laugh because I don't give them any attention because you're an ex for a reason. I don't need to go back into why you're an ex. You're an ex for a reason. And I think a lot of men need to start valuing themselves and understanding an ex is someone who crossed the line. Don't let that go over your head. Don't let that one go over your head. An ex is someone who crossed the line. So that whatever that line was, we don't need to go back into it. We don't even need to talk about it. You're doing your thing, I'm doing my thing. You look really good and I'm proud of you. You still look sexy, you still look good. I wish you nothing but success and you keep it stepping. What a lot of men do is they think, let me get a one more hit. You already hit already, bro. How many one more hits
that
are you going to do?
That one more hit is and then,
it's like a nitty, bro.
And then you want to chase. Yeah. And then you might want to chase. And then when it gets you chasing that one more hit.
Bro, that one more hit turns into 10 more hits. You'll never get satisfied. So the best thing to do at that moment is to just say, thank you so much. Respect it. Gone. And that makes her want you even more. Because most men that she DMs, they just jump to the opportunity, especially if they're exes. Exes, you feel like there's a bond there already. There's no bond. You don't know who I was. You knew who I was that then. You don't know who I am today. It's like someone saying, oh yeah, Pesta. Like someone who knew you from Catford Lewisham, Peckwater days, like ghetto. They might have known that Pesta, but they don't know who John Harden Jr. is. That's the boxer. They don't know who you are today. You've changed your whole life. Do you know what I'm saying? And all of the experiences that you've gone through.
Hundreds.
So now they might be looking, yeah, best, what, you want some this, you want some that? You're like, nah, bro, I'm a boxer now. What, though? Like, you do boxing, yeah? What, anytime you need some food, yeah, just holler at me. I got, take my number. I don't need to take your number. I'm not even on that. Like, I'm on different things. And we've got to be, and see, the same way we do that with men, we need to be able to do it with women as well.
It was nice
when I knew you. Yeah, I don't really need to reminisce for 3 hours who I was. I want to reminisce about who I can be. Can we talk about that, please? Because that's who, I'm trying to create something. Can you help me towards that?
You see where you're going with that? Because that's kind of a thing of almost heartbreak, isn't it? Like, because that sounds like, you know, a man's broken, you know, like, so, or, and he's on a thing of a woman hollering back and you want that one more hit. And you want that one more hit. So he was on that bit. It's almost using that energy. So guys are heartbroken. Oh, woman hollering back. Using that energy, even that broken energy you once had, use it to put it in. Because that's what I'm going through. When I'm broken, bro, I start hitting the gym. I continue to hit the gym. I remember, like, I don't like to dwell on it, but I remember, raw shit, I remember when I was in jail and this was moving nuts. So this girl was moving mad. Now I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. Or people that put me down, I'm going to keep going. I'll get up, bam, running at 2 a.m. People think, nah, what? I'm using that energy. I'm using that doubt, that those flipping comments or whatever, negative things to just push. Or I think anyone in general, use the pain to make you better. Pain isn't there to destroy you. It's there to make you better. Do you understand what I mean? And people don't understand. Even when you're in depression, what are you depressed about? It's something. It's a form of power to use. Like, when I'm down, I'm probably down about, right, my life is not like this yet. I'm not in this position. I ain't got the big house. I ain't got the whole family married, doing this and that. No, well, I need to prepare myself for that. I'm using that. Nah, flip it. Let me get up and get this going on. You know what I mean? That same thing when I got some time now, yeah? I'm not doing this now. I've got some time. I'm hollering at you. Yeah, I'm free this week. I'm coming because this is work. This is a form of work. We're pushing our message out there. We're touching lives. We're making something happen. We're not just sitting down and letting our situation depress us and think.
Thank you. That's the person that wins. See what you just said.
Yeah, yeah.
You just spoke. you have something called the winner mindset. The winner mindset is always thinking about how can I progress. The loser mindset is always about what has happened before and I live in the past. That's where depression, I genuinely believe depression comes from people living in the past. I believe that anxiety comes from people trying to live in their future. And I believe that happiness comes from people accepting the past, can't change the future, but I'm happy where I'm at. And that's why, remember before the cameras even came on, we said, in countries where people are poor, they have one thing over us that we don't have. Happiness.
Yeah, you said it. You said happiness.
One thing that we just don't have, bro. Like, and I can see the happiness in their heart. You see, you can see happiness in someone's eyes. Like, I ain't got a lot, but I'm going to have fun today. Like, and you're just like, bro, like, you, this is proper poverty where you are living.
I've seen it when I'm in Syria and I'm like, all right, we love music and enjoyment. That means alcohol thing. And I think these people are broke. I don't even know where they've got money for it. And I used to say to my brother, like, why do people love partying or thinging? He said, poverty. It sounds crazy, but they just, because poverty is so much, they're just living in their happiness. If you know what I mean? They're just living in their happiness and dancing. Why? They're alive. And they're just being happy.
Yes.
So it's all about sometimes, and that's what I like. I'm trying to get, when I get my routine of waking up and praying and saying to God, one of my words is that I have to thank him, you know. Okay, I've got a roof over my head. I've just woken up from a bed. I've got two hands, you know, me out both eyes. Learning to thank for the little things. And that's what we've become ungrateful. Especially that's why I go back so much sometimes. I came two or once a year. Resets my mind. Rotted, damn. Look at these conditions. Look where I'm at. I come back, I start running and running in terms of towards my goal and knowing what I'm thankful for, if you know what I mean. So there's some people praying for just a pound to drop from the sky, bro. If you know what I mean. And we've just got to be ever less thankful that we can even mess things up and start again here. Like, you can lose all your money here and make things happen, and to appreciate, I would, full time, because you can lose so much things. You can lose money, you can lose love, you lose people, lose their life, lose loved ones. But one thing is just like, and but you can get it back, you can get money back, but time you can't get it back.
Never. Man, that's why I said that the one thing that if I give a woman and she doesn't appreciate my time, I cut her off, because the one thing that I think that I give someone that is valuable to me, forget her, for me, is my time. So when she doesn't respect or value my time, I've got to cut her off. Time, like, you know, they say time is money, yeah? But I could never really work with, like, time is money, because I can always make money. One thing I can never make is the time that I'm wasting on an individual that doesn't appreciate me.
Why you know, she gonna appreciate you? Because
some women look at you like, I could be spending time with any man. And no problem. Go find them, please. Find that guy and spend time with him.
But it's always given to them. So how should they appreciate it when they don't have to work for it?
Yeah.
They don't have to earn it. And that's, as men, you need to let them earn your attention.
That's the key.
That's something you need to start as a guy. Let them earn it. Let them do something to earn it, because if not, they're getting it left, right, and center, man. So it's definitely different. And I just realized also I need to, can I plug my event in? I got an event in Sierra Leone.
Please.
I need to plug that Bangbo there. We're bringing, is it Oxled? Last December, bought Ruger, big artist. And each, like, April, December, we started bringing big artists over there. I'm working with some young guys that are here bringing up the entertainment. Definitely even looking for investors, people willing to invest in different ways, sponsorship. It's got sponsorship deals. So please, if you are interested, just DM Red, DM me, or whatever. You know what I mean? So Bangma there is going to be something big. If you are going to Sierra Leone, if there's any followers, make sure you get your tickets, hit us up. You know what I mean? I'll follow the page Bangbo there. And bro, big events in Sierra Leone, bro.
Come on. And we're out, people. Bow.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So you listened to the whole episode. I know you liked it. You must have liked it if you're here right now. Well, if you really liked it and you want this content to stay on the Spotify or the Apple iTunes or whatever you're listening to it on, then make sure you subscribe right now to my A+ membership. Yeah? Get that right now. Bow!